From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The FBI says it has uncovered a 20-year-long plot to influence U.S. foreign policy in favor of Pakistan. Authorities have arrested Syed Faiz and accused him of breaking a law that requires agents of foreign governments to report their activities to the Justice Department. As NPR's Carrie Johnson reports, Faiz allegedly accepted more than $4 million from Pakistan and then donated the money to American lawmakers and presidential candidates.
The law at the center of the Faiz case, the Foreign Agents Registration Act, has a long and storied history. Congress passed the law in 1938 to counteract a blitz of propaganda from Adolf Hitler and the Nazis.
I'm Bill Allison, and I'm editorial director of the Sunlight Foundation.
Allison has studied the law for years, and he says there's a simple idea behind it.
That agents of those foreign governments should have to disclose their activities, and this is whether they're contacting individual lawmakers, whether they're sponsoring conferences or publishing papers or op-eds in newspapers. All of that information is supposed to be disclosed and made available to the Department of Justice.
Allison says these days about 400 lobbying firms are registered with the Justice Department, and prosecuting people for failing to register is rare. But authorities say this week's case against Syed Faiz stood out for a few reasons. Here's why. First, FBI agents had visited Faiz several times over the past 4 years, hearing him deny he was working on behalf of Pakistan or taking money from people there. Second, right under the nose of the Justice Department, Faiz and his handlers in Pakistan's government and military intelligence service allegedly talked. Not just occasionally, but more than 4,000 times over the last few years. Finally, the indictment says Faiz prepared written reports, filled with details about how much money he needed and how he intended to use it. Virginia U.S. Attorney Neil McBride is leading the case.
Mr. Faiz has been accused by the Justice Department of a decades-long scheme with really one central purpose, and that's to hide the Pakistanis' involvement behind his efforts to influence U.S. government positions on Kashmir and Pakistan.
Pakistan's government says it doesn't know anything about Faiz. He's a U.S. citizen who's lived in Northern Virginia for decades. And American prosecutors say Republican and Democratic candidates who receive money from Faiz didn't know those donations may have actually come from Pakistan. The investigation continues. Authorities are taking a closer look at people in the U.S. who agreed to donate money allegedly funneled from Pakistan. NPR couldn't reach a lawyer for Faiz, but he's due in court again Thursday when a judge will decide whether he's a flight risk between now and his trial. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.